This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Because we're always striving to have the best show. Jeff, and you know, Jeff and I have been, I mean, we've been around Northeast Ohio for forever, right? Probably most of your lifetimes. And, you know, we started off as news and information, and that's what Jeff and I did for years. And then, you know, 11 years ago, we decided we were going to sit in this room together, and then it became a lot more than that. It became opinion. It became all this stuff. So that's why Jeff and I like to listen to press conferences, because we want to hear what they have to say, and we want to hear from the people who are directly affected. So in case you ever wonder why we do that, it's a little behind the scenes. Dan is a much more modern man than us and has no time or place or use for any press conferences. So anytime I get the opportunity to listen to Kevin Stefanski, whether you know it'd be me asking a question, which I don't know that I've really had the opportunity to spend. I don't know that I've ever done a one-on-one with Kevin. But you know, to have that opportunity and to be able to listen to him in a different setting other than a press conference, and understanding that when he sits down with these guys, or he's, you know, we've talked to him one-on-one on the show before, it's a different Kevin Stefanski. It's not the same that you hear in press conferences. Like when I listen to Kevin talk to Jim Donovan in the pregame show, I always feel like I get a lot of information. First of all, Jim always asks really good questions. And two, Kevin's just relaxed. He's in a good situation where I feel like he can give information out that we don't normally hear during a press conference. So I don't know. It's just kind of a little bit behind the scenes, because sometimes Kevin gets a bad rap for the way he, you know, communicates with the media, or he just doesn't give anything, or he's kind of bland. I don't think that's necessarily true. What I do think is that when he's in a one-on-one situation and he's comfortable with the person that he's talking to, a la Jim or with us or with anybody else, you get more information, and I think you also get to see the personality of Kevin Stefanski, which I'll be honest with you, I enjoy it.
So I am 100% with you. There is Kevin Stefanski normal, and there is Kevin Stefanski one-on-one. Kevin Stefanski in a press conference is, I have to address you. I'm going to be incredibly polite to every single member of the media as I talk to all of you. You will not take offense to anything I'm going to say, but in an informational sense, you will get very little. And I am not going to really show my hand at all unless I 100% have to show my hand. That's the reason that I don't love Kevin Stefanski press conferences. They mostly fall under a category that I like to call noise-filled air.
I also don't think he's lying. But what I'm saying is, in a press conference, he is telling you what is truthful in that moment. He may walk off the stage and it might not be 100% truthful, but in the moment that he says it, like, hey, we'll have to wait and see if Deshaun Watson's going to play tomorrow, I've still got to talk to the doctors, or I want to watch him throw, or I need to see him run, or all those things. In the moment, when he's up on the dais, I believe he is telling you the truth. 30 seconds from after he walks off that stand, it could be totally different. So to be honest with you, deep down, I like Kevin. I think Kevin does a nice job. Does he, you know, are there points when he first got the gig where you're like, okay, he's a young coach and he's going to have to learn some of this stuff. And I think when you listen to what he's saying now, trip around the sun, right? Those are all things that I think he's learned in his time here in Cleveland, that you got to understand, okay, we've had a chance to do a lap around the sun. Now we understand this, going to bring in new coaches. It's a new 4x100. We're going to change some of the runners in this, and we're going to go, and we're going to get all these different just opinions and views, and mm-hmm. We are going to try to be a better team. I don't think Kevin Stefanski ever wakes up in the morning and says, man, how can we mess this team up? Uh-huh. He wants the team, the franchise, the organization to be better every day.
Right. And the big thing is, of course, getting everybody back at camp. Of course, this is the voluntary camp that was going on this week. Heard from a whole lot of different players. Kevin Stefanski with the morning guys saying how good it was to be back at camp.
We're full speed ahead with the players, which is awesome getting them back in the building. It's so strange being they leave, the season ends, and then you got all this time before April 15th, and you're just in that big building and the locker room, and you just don't have players in there. So having them back in there, they bring an energy, so that's been incredible. Just being with our coaches and watching our coaches coach and teach and has been awesome this week.
Yeah. It kind of gives me this mental image of Kevin Stefanski looking into the classroom as the high school teacher after all the students have left, or Mr. Holland's Opus looking at all of the open chairs, looking forlorn, knowing that the next crew may come along in the future. Like, that's what that feels like to me. It's like this movie scene of nothing but open chairs and a conductor waiting to conduct.
So I got a question because I've looked and I can't see any reports about it. Do we know anybody who's not here for voluntary camp?
I have no idea, but they don't take attendance.
Right. Well, they do not take attendance. But I'm not, like, a lot of times this voluntary air quotes camps for NFL teams, it gets leaked. They're like, oh, why wasn't so-and-so there? I'm like, well, it's a voluntary camp. They don't really have to be there. And it gets leaked out. We haven't heard anything, though, about who's not.
Not to my knowledge, no.
So.
But the big one who was there is Deshaun Watson. And, of course, everybody focused in on the rehab and where everything is. Here's Kevin Stefanski on where we are with the rehab.
Deshaun is rehabbing his injury, had his surgery. He's doing everything and more. I mean, that's kind of his mentality as he rehabs. So I get to watch him work every single day, how he comes to work, how he gets through his rehab, how he goes in the meeting rooms, just in the weight room. He's exactly where he needs to be. I don't get too far ahead and say, what's he going to be doing in May, June, July? I just know he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing right now.
And that's smart, Andy. I mean, that's the smartest thing that you could say, because it's not Kevin Stefanski's shoulder. You know, none of us can feel what's going on inside of Deshaun Watson's shoulder. We don't know. We're working off of what doctors say. We're working off of what Deshaun Watson says. That's how we're dealing with it. So that's the smartest thing Kevin Stefanski could say there.
Yeah. What's truthful in the moment, right? That's what's truthful in the moment for Deshaun Watson. He did sound a little bit more energetic than he did in the press conference there. But I just felt like there was a little more, I don't say it wasn't positive. I mean, whether you're talking about positive or not, I just felt like there was more energy behind his answer. So,
and that's Kevin Stef. That's why when you get these radio show interviews or one-on-ones or anything like that, you get a different Kevin Stefanski than the guy who is standing up there with the podium in front of him going, Mary Kay, we're really encouraged by what we're seeing inside of our room. Like, you get less than that. You know, you get more than that because he's a little bit more comfortable and he's out of that mode where he's taking questions and he's out of his element where you get into autopilot. You know, like, does that make sense, Andy?
Yeah. And everybody has good or bad days, too. That's the other thing, too. I think we forget about it. When, you know, the one person who I never, it's always interesting to see when they crack during some of these interviews are baseball managers, because they do it twice a day. They do probably more interview time than they do baseball time throughout a day, outside of the game itself.
Well, it's funny that you bring up Terry Francona, because one of the people Kevin Stefanski took some lessons from was Terry Francona. And maybe not lesson is the wrong way to do it, but he's definitely learned a little bit.
That's the one thing I remember talking to Tito about. Yeah, we have one team meeting. It's the first day of spring training, and then that's it. There's no more team meetings in baseball. In football, I'm in front of the team on Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday before the game. I'm always constantly thinking about how can I shape the environment with my messaging.
Now, I will disagree with one thing he said there, that baseball, if managers need to have the team meeting, they'll call it. I think what Tito was probably saying to him, in a perfect world, you have one team meeting. It's the first day of spring training, or the first day that everyone's together to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. And because I was around it enough where I knew where there were other team meetings throughout the year. And normally, if the manager has to call a team meeting, it's not good.
Yes.
It's not good.
Like Ron Washington calling it, what was it, the third day of the season for the Angels? He called the team meeting. It was the third day of the season after they got beaten up by the Orioles. That's not good.
Yeah.
Angels have been playing better ball since then, though, so clearly it worked, but you get the idea.
I can remember an Eric Wedge not so happy moment.
Oh, boy.
So.
All right.
That's I was way down the hallway on.
This feels like one of those, like, catch you in the wild and ask you that question there and get you away from a microphone and we'll get that one. And,
no, I mean, there isn't much more to it. It was just a manager who wasn't happy with his team at that point.
Right.
And, you know, especially when you do little things in baseball like don't slide or lazy on the base paths or don't run out of ground ball or, you know, just did the game is hard enough. So if you have the opportunity to hustle, you better hustle when you have the opportunity. And so I think that, I mean, to be honest, that's what the whole point of the whole thing.
Right. The job of a manager / head coach, depending on the sport, is to get the best out of their team.
Yeah.
And part of that team is, of course, the coaching staff.
But what's interesting is you would think in the big leagues that you wouldn't ever get to that point because if you're there, you are the creme de la creme of all the baseball players, not only in the United States, in the world, if you're playing Major League Baseball. So to me, if you've got to get into a situation where a manager has to say that, because I think, especially if you have to say it to the entire team, like that's not really normal, but it's more normal if you're pulling a player in one-on-one going, hey, what's going on? And then this goes back to maybe they're having a bad day or maybe something's going on because, you know, when you're playing at that level, the last conversation you think you'd ever hear is, why didn't you run out that ground ball?
Well, and the reason on top of that.
And that's just an easy example.
Why no, of course. But I feel like what we have learned in the offseason of baseball with Anthony Rendon and all of us blowing a gasket and losing our minds over Anthony Rendon. For those of you who don't remember, third baseman for the previously the Washington Nationals, now the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, mm-hmm. is notorious for coming in interviews and you could say shoving your foot in your mouth if you want to. For him, it's telling the truth. Baseball is his job. Baseball is not his life. Baseball is not his passion. Baseball is not any of those things. Baseball is his job. Mm-hmm. And he will make it openly known to you at any given point that he thinks baseball is his job. And so when you start saying that stuff of, hey, why aren't you hustling? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you that? Because we all play it looking at these games going, this is the pinnacle. They're doing something I've always dreamed of doing. We went to bed at night at the age of 10 with our baseball glove in between our mattresses to try to get the pocket a little bit bigger so that we could catch better. Like, we all dreamed of playing third base for the Cleveland Guardians, Cleveland Indians, Milwaukee Brewers, New York Yankees, Red Sox, whatever you want to pick. We all dreamed of doing those things. There are a few guys who are in there who really didn't have those dreams. They just happened to be really, really good, naturally gifted, naturally talented. And so that little stuff falls into the cracks, at least in my opinion, and I'm not one of them. I'm not naturally talented at a hell of a lot besides eating. That, like, that's the stuff that falls in the cracks. You know, when you don't have that desire, you don't have that childlike wonder, you don't have that passion and see it as a job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I also think, and I'm not trying to make anybody mad on this, I don't have a whole lot of respect for anybody that is being paid, and even, you know, whatever league minimum is, I don't even know, is it $400,000 or $300,000, somewhere in there, that if you're making league minimum and your job is to go up to the plate and hit, and you're going to spend what? Maximum at the plate, you may spend.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're at a really long at bat, I don't know, maybe 6 minutes during a 2-hour period where your job is to put the bat on the ball and you can't give it your all for 6 minutes, I don't have a lot of respect for you as someone who plays the game. Because if you can't give it your all for 6 minutes in a baseball game when you're making that kind of money, it doesn't connect with the people who are watching on TV or people that are putting money back into the system so that money is there for you to get paid. 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. 00092. That's the number to call in. I want to hear more from Kevin Stefanski, what he had to say in the morning show. Eric Edholm, NFL.com at 11. Daryl Ryder at 1140. Brian Anderson, High Noon.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.